Exodus chapter 12.
12:1. The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, this month shall be a year. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbour next unto him, unto his house, take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. He shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and he shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roasted with fire, his head with his legs with the portions thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where they are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Verse 29, and it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, and with the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house, for there was not one day. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, rise up, and get ye forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord, as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. Verse 42, it is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing out them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel and their generations. Then Luke's Gospel in the New Testament lays chapter 12. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. Verse 16. Lord Jesus is speaking, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat and drink and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich towards God. And the last reading is in the book of the Acts, chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Verse 22, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And they laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sung praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed, and the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew up his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And they took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. When he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And I will trust that the Lord will give help in the readings that we've read tonight. Three night scenes of the scripture. Three night scenes, one from the Old Testament and two from the New. The first night that we read about was the night, that night in Egypt when the lamb was slain and the lamb, the blood of the lamb was put on the doorposts and the lintels of the house. And the Lord says it's a night to be much observed throughout all your generations, throughout all the generations of the Jews, still even today, this day. That night is a night of remembrance. It's a night of remembrance, the first night that we spoke about, read about. And then on the night, the rich man, he thought about all he was going to do and all that he had, and he had great plans for what he was going to do, but that night, it was a night of requirement. The Lord says, "This night thy soul shall be required of thee." But then we read that happy night in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas had been preaching and doing the work of the Lord, and for the work of the Lord, they were cast into the prison. And there was that earthquake, came at midnight, and the jailer was affected, and then he was saved. It was a night of rejoicing, a night of rejoicing. What a great thing, the night you get saved. It's a night of rejoicing. So three nights in the scriptures tonight: the night of remembrance, the night of requirement, and the night of rejoicing. You know, there is nights in the scriptures that are worthy of note. You remember that night, the wise men who came to see the Lord Jesus, and they were going back, and the Lord had told them to go another way, because Herod was going to slay all the young boys from 2 years old and under. And they went out another way, and Joseph, being warned by God, by an angel, he took Mary and the young child, the Lord Jesus, by night, and he went down to Egypt. Oh, that was a night the gospel was preserved. The gospel of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, came down to this world, and then very soon the devil wanted to attack him and wanted to take the Lord Jesus' life, but the gospel was preserved. That night, Mary and Joseph took the young child and they made their way to Egypt. And you remember that night that Nicodemus, that religious man, he knew the scriptures well. He could quote them all from the Old Testament, from the Pentateuch right to all the prophets. He knew the scriptures, but there's one thing he didn't know. That was, he didn't know the Saviour. He didn't know the Saviour. And by night, he came to the Lord Jesus. By night, and that night, the gospel was presented. The Lord Jesus told them about the gospel. "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not know whither it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." You need to be born again, friend. In the meeting, we often say it in the children's meeting in Frisborough, one birthday will do you for earth. You can live till you're 100 in earth with one birthday, but you'll need two birthdays if you're going to get to heaven. You'll need a day that you are born again. And the Lord Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born from above. Born again, there's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said, born again, and all because of Calvary. I'm glad, so glad, that I've been born again. Are you born again in the meeting tonight? Are you saved? Oh, that was a night that the gospel was presented by the Saviour himself to a man in the streets of Jerusalem. Ye must be born again. The gospel was presented that night. But then there was another night of note. Another night that was worthy of note. That night that the Apostle Paul He was in prison. He'd been preaching the gospel. He was in prison. And he was going to be taken down to Festus. And there was Jews and they were lying in wait to kill him. 40 of them took an oath to put Apostle Paul to death. And there was 200 soldiers. 200 soldiers and 70 horsemen. And then there was 200 footmen, spearmen. And that night, the gospel was protected. And they took one man, the Apostle Paul, down to Caesarea. And he was going to go in the work of the Lord down there. The gospel was preserved. The Lord Jesus, at an early stage, they were looking for him. The gospel was presented. And when the gospel was protected, the great Apostle Paul was taken down to Caesarea by night. But this night that we've been reading about tonight, the night of remembrance. You know, in the scriptures, there was always a lamb. There was always a lamb that was required. And that lamb spoke about the one that we've sung about tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was foreordained before the foundation of the world, that Peter says, but manifest in these last times for you, for us. Friend in the meeting, are you interested in the Lamb tonight? You remember Cain and Abel, they came with their offering. They came to pass. They were growing up, they knew all about it. Adam and Eve had told them all about it. And then Cain came and he took his best. All that he'd done, the fruit of the ground. And he took it there, wasn't accepted. But Abel brought a lamb. The firstlings of the folk. And the fact thereof, a lamb for a man. It's still the same, a lamb for a man. You remember that day? That night that we read about in the book of Exodus. They'd be in Egypt under the taskmaster. God had said, this far, but no further. And God had said to Moses, tell him, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. And they were to take a lamb for an household, and take it, and put it to death, slay it, and cut the blood up in the basin, and put it on the two doorposts. Oh, it was a lamb for an house. A lamb for a house. And the Lord says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Then there was a lamb for a nation. A lamb for a nation. That day of atonement that the priest went in, it was a lamb for a nation, the nation of Israel. But then when you think, the one that the Lord Jesus, standing in the banks of the Jordan, and John says as he looks at him, behold the Lamb of God, who beareth away the sins of the world. Friend in the meeting tonight, I want to tell you, it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You know, in the school they tell you, you need three things to get through life. You need reading, you need writing, you need arithmetic. Right enough, but then the gospel has three R's. Man's ruin, God's remedy, and man's responsibility. You want to think about the three R's tonight, friend. We've all sinned. We're all sinners and sin will take you down. The devil's the advocate of sin. He wants to take you down just like he wanted to put the Lord Jesus to death. As he was a young boy, he wants to take you down tonight, friend. We've all sinned. And we need to get our sins forgiven. Man's ruin. We'll never get to heaven in our own strength. No good works will never save you. No merits of your own will merit your salvation. Or for your sin atone. We need our sins forgiven, friend. Man's ruin. God's remedy. God's remedy was he sent his son. Heaven's best to die on the cross at Calvary. And there he died. For sin crucified. To save a poor sinner like me. The Lord Jesus died upon the cross. That's a remedy, friend. And man's responsibility. We have a responsibility. You don't drift into heaven. There has to be a day that you are saved. You see, friend, we still preach it. Blood shed and blood applied. Have you ever applied the blood, friend? Has there ever been that night of remembrance or that day of remembrance in your life? And you've applied the blood. You've put it upon the doorposts. And you've put it upon the lintels. And you knew I'm saved. That's the day of conversion. That's the day of regeneration. That's the day of rebirth. Has there ever been that day, friend? The day that you were saved, the day that you were born again. Born again, there's really been a change in me. born again just like Jesus said, born again, and all because of Calvary. I'm glad, so glad that I've been born again. Have you ever been born again, friend? Have you saved? Have you saved? Has there ever been that night? There was plenty of warnings in Egypt, you know. The Pharaoh, he knew all the children of Israel were there under the taskmaster. There were plenty of warnings for him. The frogs and the flies, and the locusts and the lice, and the boils and the river of blood, and the darkness, and the death. All these things, there were warnings to him, and stoutly hardened his heart. Stoutly hardened his heart, stoutly there's warnings. Oh, you know, the Lord might come at any time. There's no need for any prophecies to be fulfilled. The Lord shall come. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. He can come at any time. But there are things that the Lord Jesus said would happen up on earth before the Son of Man comes, before he comes in great power and glory to the earth. They rejected him, but he's coming back again. And there are things that he spoke about. There are things, earthquakes. There's been two earthquakes in the last 2 weeks. Two earthquakes in Italy and in Burma. And in Burma, on the news, you can see it as far as your eye can see. Hindu temples, Buddhist temples, and they're there as far as your eye. One earthquake and 66 of them are knocked to the ground. The Lord speaks. The Lord speaks. He spoke in the flies. He spoke in the lice. He speaks today. There's earthquakes. There's wars. There's rumours of wars. When you look at the Middle East, I don't know how an unsafe person can sleep at night. When you think of all that's happening, when you think of that man in North Korea, when you think of all the things that are happening, very soon it could happen. Wars and rumours of wars. When you think of tsunamis. I had a cousin, and my mum's niece's boy, Mark. And he worked in oil, did well at the fishing, went away to the oil, did well, never comes home because of the tax and everything. And he's out in Thailand or Bangkok at New Year time. And they're all there on the beach. And suddenly the tide goes back. And it goes back, but it's going back and going back. And it's going right back. And they all start to make their way up the beach. And that tidal wave comes in and swishes all of them into eternity, the tsunami's friend. And God is speaking in judgment. And when you think of Israel, the Lord Jesus says, when you see the fig tree begin to blossom, you know that summer is nigh. And when you think of Israel, in 1948, they came back into their own state. And they're coming back. And there's a day coming that the Lord will stand in the Mount of Olives. But they would all do away with Israel if they could. And the Yom Kippur War, and the Arab War, and the Hamas, and all these, they would all do away with Israel. But when the fig tree begins to blossom, you know that summer is nigh. The Lord will soon be come, friend. Make no mistake about it. He that shall come will come, and will not tarry. And if he was to come tonight, just like that destroying angel marched through the land, and he says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. If you wish to come tonight, what would it be in your household? Would it be two in a bed? One shall be taken, the other shall be left. It could be at night time. Two in a field, one shall be taken, the other shall be left. People you work with, would they go? Would you be saved? Would you be left behind? Two grinding at the mill, one taken, the other left when the Lord comes. You see, friend, it says about Enoch, he was not found, for God took him. So it proves to me that the people were looking for him. Enoch was not found when he was taken. He walked with God in the book of Genesis. He was not found, for God took him. People were looking for him. Friend, if you miss Christ, and the Lord was to come and you're left behind, what terrible days. What terrible days this earth will go through. I trust that you have had that day of conversion, that day that you've been saved, and you've been depending on the one who died for you upon the cross, depending on the blood of the Lamb, the night of remembrance, the night of requirement. You know, it's so easy to get catched up with the earth. There's so many things to please the eye. There's so many things to please the senses. This man had plenty. He had plenty of money. And he says, I'll just wait all up. And I'll pull down my barns, and I'll build greater, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. And the Lord says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. You remember Belshazzar? You remember Belshazzar the king? He knew all about Nebuchadnezzar, his grandfather. He took the vessels from the temple and the golden cups and all these things, and he was holding a banquet. And in the middle of that banquet, the fingers of a man's hand writing up on the wall, "Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Friend, it will be an awful thing to have a native requirement, to go out of time and into eternity, unsaved, not unloved." God loves the world of sinners lost and ruined by the fall, salvation full at highest cost. He offers free to all. What was love? 'Twas wondrous love, the love of God to me. It brought my Saviour from above to die in Calvary. Are you depending on the blood of the Lamb tonight, friend? Has there been a day that you are saved? Oh, friend, in the meeting, get saved. Get right with God. Get right with God. The Lord says, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. What doth God require of thee? To do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with thy God. How can we do justly? Job says, how can a man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? That's what Job said, the first book of the Bible. How can a man be justified with God? Just like Nicodemus asked the Lord Jesus, how can I be born again? Being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Friend in the meeting, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. A night of requirement, what a terrible night that would be. You know, it could be a night of neglect. It could be neglect. It doesn't say, how shall we escape if we reject so great salvation? It says, how shall we escape if we neglect? John's here tonight from Kirrenbulg, and I'm from Kirrenbulg. My great uncle John was aboard a boat called the Gilliland, and they were fishing round the MacIntyre, as we sung about the reefs tonight and the rocks. And they were fishing round about the MacIntyre, and the boat went down to the rocks, and it's banging up on the rocks, and the tide, and its boat's on the rocks, and it's going to be shipwrecked. And the crew, they got an old boat, a lifeboat, and they got it launched, and they all got it up, and the crew's in a lifeboat, and John's on the boat, and it's banging up and down. And they're saying, John, jump, John, jump, John. And he couldn't jump. He lost his nerve. Jump, John, just jump, John. And he never jumped. And he was still there, and he lost his life, friend. It's exactly the same as salvation. There's many a soul in hell tonight that intended to get saved, wanted to get saved, but put it off to a later date. Friend in the meeting, while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time, be in time. The gospel went into Europe. Paul and Silas, they went into Europe. The Macedonian man says, a man from Macedonia spoke to Paul, he says, come over and help us. And they went into Philippi, the Roman colony, a place where prayer was one to be made. And they seen Lydia there, and she was saved, whose heart the Lord opened. And there's another man, the jailer, and he puts him into the prison after they'd freed the young girl from her masters. And after they'd freed the girl, the people says, these men are changing everything. This message is changing the whole thing, and we're going to lose our gains. Put them into the prison. So that's what they did. And the jailer put them in, feet fast in the stocks. A normal day's work for a jailer. A normal day's work. Into the prison you go. And it's a different night's work. A different night's work. Because that night, they were singing praises. And the Spirit is working. Servants in prison. Two servants of the Lord in the prison. We're in happy days, and I spoke to are servants of the Lord many places in the world tonight, and are servants in prison for the name of Christ. There were servants in prison, and there was singing in prison. It's great to sing the gospel hymns, and it's great to hear those servants in prison. They were singing praises and praying to God, and the jailer was affected. It was a normal day's work, but it was a different night. And that night, God was speaking. The Spirit was working. The Spirit was working. And then a great earthquake. And it was too much for a man. He pulled up his sword and would have killed himself. And he says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And Paul says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and he believed. And all his house, yes, they heard it, and they believed. And he rose, and he was baptized. What a change. He was putting him into the prison. He was throwing him into the prison. And he was washing their stripes. And he was baptized. He that believeth in this baptism, he was baptized. And he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. A night of rejoicing. What a night that was. A night of rejoicing for that Philippian jailer. He rejoiced that night. It says, and he rejoiced with all his house. You know, that word rejoiced is a great word. Because when Paul the Apostle is writing to the Philippians years later, he speaks about rejoicing. And that word rejoicing was the night that they got saved there in Philippi. When the gospel affected them and they were born again. And that word rejoicing started with that. But it didn't only start there in the jail. It went right through the letter that Paul spoke to him. When Paul wrote a letter, later on, the book of the Philippians, to the Philippians, and he speaks about rejoicing, 7 times. And that's exactly what it is when you're saved. That's exactly what it is when you're saved. You remember when the Ethiopian eunuch was saved? When he was saved in Acts chapter 8, he was baptized and he went on his way rejoicing. Friend, in the meeting tonight, this could be your night, not of requirement. This could be your night of remembrance, your night of rejoicing. You remember those wise men, they came from far. They saw the star. They come in and they saw the long child with Mary his mother. And what does it say? They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. I trust that you'll have a night of rejoicing. John's here tonight, so I'll just tell you about Jeannie. This is her man was Dolphins Joe. He was from Cairnbald, Israel. And Jeannie, we buried Jeannie maybe three or four years ago now. Just the back of January or February, and just before Christmas, we were out to see her, and Jeannie was telling us about it. She'd got married as a young girl to Joe. Joe was from Cairnbald, and they'd come through two wars together. They had one war together, but two bombings. She'd been in a house that was bombed twice. One house was bombed, then she moved to another house, and that was bombed. And Joe was down with the war effort, down at some of the coastal stations down in England. And Jeannie was herself. And one night, she couldn't put it off any longer. She was a married girl. She wasn't saved. And she went out for a walk. And she went down to her grandfather, Al Simpson. He was Simpson's Charlie's father, the Simpson family. Great fisherman, and she went into the room. And Al Simpson was sitting at the fire. And he says, "What brings you here, lass? What brings you here?" She says, "I want to get saved, Grandad. I want to get saved." She couldn't get. So he says, "Come on." He put on his cap, he put on his jacket, and they went out. And they started walking around the streets of Frisbrough. And we're walking on Victoria Street, and just under the light, the lamp post at the library there, it struck her. He says to her, "It's like this. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not know whither it cometh or whither it goeth. Such is everyone that is born in the Spirit. And it struck her. The work's been done, that can be saved, and she depended upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And she was born again that night there, under the lamppost of the library. It was a night of rejoicing for her. I trust there's been a night of rejoicing in your life. The Lord Jesus loves you. He's died on the cross to save you. He's able to save you. He's mighty to save you. And he's willing to save you. Trust in him tonight. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee tonight for the living Saviour. We thank thee tonight for our glorified Lord. We thank thee tonight for one that is able to save, exceed to the uttermost all that come unto him by faith, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So, Father, we thank thee for thy goodness, and we thank thee for thy grace upon us tonight. Pray for all who have heard thy word, with the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. I will sing 171, the first and the last of 171. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Have you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained by sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, will be washed in the blood of the Lamb. 171, standing soon after the introduction.